free.
At around 8:30 a.m., Olson and Tierney took the elevator down from their offices and walked out to the sedan which drove them to Capitol Hill. As many times as Olson had been to the court, he still felt that it was a thrill just to be here, a double thrill, to have the honor of being allowed in there handling a case. There's just nothing to match it. It's impossible to express, but it's a very, very significant and important experience. Olson and Tierney entered by a side door, a guard checking their names on his clipboard. They went to the lawyer's lounge, where Fawcett, Stanley, and the attorneys involved in the second case to be heard this morning were waiting. Shortly afterward, another car arrived, this one carrying 53-year-old Hugh Caperton, his 48-year-old wife Kathy, and their 11-year-old daughter Preston. Caperton, 6 feet tall, had thick eyelashes, a large aquiline nose, and tightly pursed lips. Kathy, with her blue pantsuit and pearl necklace, looked very much the wife of a successful executive. When the Capertons walked into the courtroom, it was already full of spectators. A half hour before the hearing, there was a church-like quiet. Caperton whispered with the woman seated next to him, a Washington federal judge who wanted to hear the arguments in Caperton. Olson, meanwhile, walked down the aisle with his co-counsels, Tierney, Fawcett, and Stanley. They sat at a table directly in front of the long, high bench from which the nine justices oversaw the courtroom. Hatfield's pre-dawn arrival had paid off, and she'd gotten a seat, though one far in the back of the auditorium. On the other side of the room sat Fawcett's father and daughter. At about 10 minutes before 10, a large contingent of reporters filed in to sit along the side. Stanley recognized several of the most famous names in journalism. He took out his yellow legal pad and wrote, "Caperton versus Massey, U.S. Supreme Court, March 3, 2009. Then he leaned toward Fawcett, pointed to the pad, and winked.
"Not every day you get to write that," he said.
Fawcett seemed strangely unimpressed. Though he had never before entered the United States Supreme Court, it all looked familiar. The courtroom had been designed by the architect Cass Gilbert, who'd modeled the building after the courtroom he had created for the Supreme Court of Appeals of West Virginia.